It's the classic trap. Avant-garde artists finds their work gleefully lapped up by the very audiences it was meant to incite, or at least given free run on late-night television. Tim and Eric are an American comic duo with a relentless fascination with the margins of American entertainment, with its limits and its rejects. But their decidedly indigestible work in comedy series, parodies, and this winter, a live tour with collaborator actor John C. Reilly has slipped into the mainstream. Gareth Stack reports on The Insider's Outsiders.
From the primitivist pederasty of Henry Darger's Realms of the Unreal to Mark Hogenkamp's therapeutic Marwyn Call dioramas, recent years have seen a mainstreaming of what used to be called outsider art. In a culture this obsessed with commodifying novelty, a secretive graffiti tagger, self-taught architect, or even a precocious infant painter can be instantly thrown into the limelight. All that's needed is the imprimatur of cash. Nowhere is this more evident than in comedy. Over time, a paradoxical popularity can grow, and the most underground comic talents gain mainstream acclaim. British satirists have spent 2 decades remixing and restaging news footage and subverting advertising with willfully crude computer graphics. The situationists called this détournement, turning the expressions of capitalist media culture against itself. Brits like Chris Morris, Adam Buxton and Joe Cornish, and of course the Pythons, laid the groundwork for this often bleak but always surreal Frankenstein reconstruction of television.
These are our children. They skip down our streets, but the paedophile is waiting.
In America, experimental comedy has always been less avowedly political, more nihilistic, and, well, silly. A generation of media production graduates have applied skills honed making adverts to the creation of nightmarish cartoons, YouTube skits, and deliberately terrible television. The centre of the visual comedy renaissance is a cable network called Adult Swim. Of course, in the tradition of all things American, the channel is ultimately owned by global media colossus Time Warner. But that hasn't stopped Adult Swim from broadcasting some of the most subversive programmes of recent years, from the gratuitously grotesque Super Jail to Dan Harmon's critically acclaimed Rick and Morty.
The world is full of idiots that don't understand what's important, and they'll tear us apart, Morty. But if you stick with me, I'm going to accomplish great things, Morty, and you're going to be part of them. And together we're going to run around, Morty, we're going to do all kinds of wonderful things, Morty.
Which brings us to the darlings of Adult Swim, Tim Heidecker and Eric Wareheim. The pair got their break a decade ago with the crudely animated anti-sitcom Tom Goes to the Mayor. But it was their second outing. Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, that saw them become, well, if not household, then certainly dorm room names.
Get a poke on, a poke on, get your pokey right on my ride.
Tim and Eric's world can seem initially impenetrable. Sketches fly by at breakneck pace, mixing absurdism and grotesquerie in equal measure. Characters are often played by unconventionally attractive performers, apparently recruited from some disused Rolodex of fame-thirsty freaks. It can feel exploitative, and it certainly isn't always clear whether we're laughing with or at these unself-conscious oddballs. Watching Awesome Show is, quite intentionally, like stumbling across a medley of awful late-night television populated by preening madmen and unnecessary graphics. It's as though the VHS camcorder effects of the 1990s had kept evolving, their capabilities becoming ever more garish, crude, and hallucinogenic.
You know, the ultimate fate of the universe is so dark and mysterious that it generates butterflies in my stomach, and that goes to tickles in my spine, and that creates goose pimples, and then that penetrates my mind, and then the whole Big Bang explosion.
Awesome Show has drawn guest appearances from the Illuminati of American comedy. Everyone from Will Ferrell to Ben Stiller has queued up to gain kudos, satirizing exactly the kind of staid fodder that made them millionaires. But Tim and Eric's work remains divisive. A 2012 movie version of the show led to a mass walkout at the Sundance Festival, pleasing the pair no end. The film's dismal box office might have had a slightly less amusing irony. Nonetheless, their influence continues to grow. You may have simultaneously enjoyed and been horrified by the recent Tim and Eric influenced Adult Swim viral video, Too Many Cooks, in which an endless sitcom opening sequence becomes a grisly bloodbath.
It takes a lot to make a stew, a pinch of salt and laughter too, a scoop of kids to add the spice, a dash of love to make it nice. And you got too many cooks.
Solo projects have been more successful. Heidegger's dark film, The Comedy, was perhaps the best of the recent spate of autobiographical pictures about wealthy, psychologically distressed, middle-aged American men. The film serves as a critique both of the little princes of American hipsterdom and ironic distance as a cultural virtue. Meanwhile, Wertheim has directed visually inventive music videos for artists as diverse as MGMT, Major Lazer, and Depeche Mode. Notably, the pair have shown little reluctance to lend their brand of ironic hyper-awareness to advertising campaigns for everything from video games to pizza rolls.
Hi, I'm Tennessee, a pizza freak, and I have a secret. I am Pizza Totino's boy.
Tim and Eric's work is a product of the age of narrowcasting, beautifully intricate, willfully awkward, and designed to annoy anyone over 30. By focusing on the techniques rather than the content of bad TV, they can seem culpable and cruelly patronising, violating the golden comic rule, always aim up. Yet their fixation on weirdos and tragic misfits speaks to an affection and camaraderie with outsiders, all too often missing from conventional comedy. Underlying their apparent cruelty, condescension and undeniable cynicism may be a kind of disappointed love, a love for bad television, kitsch advertising, and above all, failures. The kind of laughter Beckett called the laugh laughing at the laugh. But it really doesn't matter what you think. Smug cynics or wickedly original geniuses, Tim and Eric continue to redefine television comedy.
Thanks for watching.
Gad Stack there on the wonder world of Tim and Eric, and next time on Culture File, composer Sally Beamish on the music of the sea.